Dear comrades, sisters and brothers of PSI, in this session we are to look forward 5 years. We have adopted our program of action with ambitious vision and objective. We have important resolution which will also guide us and that we have to put in place. As we look forward to the next 5 years, we should focus on our proud history, 105 years of struggle to advance the right of the working class, 105 years as a truly independent organization for solidarity across the border. We should acknowledge our historic union, who were there at the start. You understand the importance of our history, of the legacy we inherited from the brave comrades who risked their lives for us, for the future generation. We must be able to do the same. We need to do the same. We must fulfill our historic mission. We need to look not only at the next 5 years, of course, work to put in place the plan of action for the next 5 years, but with a vision that can go forward, that can go to the next 20 and even further years. Being aware that in some place we can be defeated, in some other place we maybe can only resist, but being aware also that if we work with this long-term vision, we can be the winner against the greed of the capitals, against the greed of the market, against the greed of the financial institution. We must build a strong organization for the next generation, bring young workers into our organization. We had a large numbers of delegates young delegates in this Congress. And I must say, and it's not to blame any other people who delivered speech to the Congress, that their interventions were the most passionate, the most inspiring that I heard from the floor. We must take this as a treasure in our hand and use that to make a younger PSI, to make PSI a strongest and more energetic organization. Make then young workers a part of our growth and our success. I commit myself to work to establish a network of the young workers. I think this is a step we need to take. And it's also something that can help us not only to have new energy in the organization, but also to counterbalance the aging of our organization, of PSI, in the aging society. That's what we can work for the next time. And we don't need, above all, to disillude their expectation, the expectation of a fair world, the expectation of rights in the work that are denied to the most part of the young workers. So we have to continue our solid record also in defending women's rights. We discussed in the last, yesterday and in the seminar of the pre-Congress events, how women's condition is worsening around the world, how the crisis affects their working condition, but also their living condition, how the cut of public service is putting is burden women's of new heavy task and leave them less time to think to themselves, to be free to work and to live as they want, as my generation fight for. Pursue our effort to end harassment, discrimination, racism, wherever we encounter it. Yesterday we had this session. It was interesting to see how many unions, may I say all you, all the unions within PSI family are mobilized in several initiatives to end harassment, to end discrimination, to end racism. But I want to say that we must be able to act as a very united force, because as we can see, racism and xenophobia are the illness of a society in crisis, in debt crisis. And when economy affects the well-being of people in our society, then the monster of racism, of xenophobia, start again to come out. We have to stop it. We have to stop with our action in the working place, with our action in our society, but also with the responsibility to know that we can make change. We can make change in addressing political parties. We can make change in asking for fair society where everybody, all the people, has the same rights, has the same opportunity. It may be appropriate at this time that even in this time of crisis, which, as I said, women are especially hit, that PSI has, for the first time in its history, elected a woman. I'm proud and honored of that. I'm proud and honored to carry that mantle for PSI. For all the women who form the backbone of our unions, as our families and our communities. And I'm sure that the women of PSI will always be there to advise, to help me in the light of a true unionist sisterhood. Thank you, comrades. I'm convinced that as public sector workers, we face particular challenges. We have special responsibilities and our own particular solution. No one else in the labor movement has the same potential to build alliance with citizens as does PSI. We are the ones who care for the sick and the vulnerable, design and deliver social program, work to ensure the well-being of all, the preservation of the environment. As in my union, we used to say, we, the public service worker, are the factory of rights. And I received from you a clear mandate, and I will stick to that mandate with the awareness that this is what we have to do in the next 5 years, defend the rights of our members, defend the rights of citizens, fight for a better society. That we must be able not to adapt to what many people say us is modern, is new, is convenient, but react quickly when we are attacked, when inequality hit our society and our members. Take rapid decision, being flexible but firm in maintaining our principle and defending our rights. What I learned in my union is that we must build political strength in order to stand up to governments which attack us, which want to shrink our unions into nothingness and to manipulate the workers. Regrettably, the political strength which we need does not come only from the collective bargaining tables or from defending grievance. On the contrary, the most part of our union are now fighting against freeze of collective bargaining, freeze of wages, reduction of wages, reduction of the power of unions to represent workers in public services. While While collective bargaining and grievance handling remain the core activities of trade unions, these are no longer enough to defend the rights and the interests of our members. We must develop a social unionism where our union extends their hands in support of the weaker and more vulnerable, even out of the working place. We must be able to look at our communities, to look at our society. We must be able to build alliance with social movement, with civil society organizations that share with us principle of equity, principle of justice, principle for rights for all the citizens. And build alliance with this movement is the way we can try to build a better world. But we must never forget that our strength and our identity is based on our workplace, in each and every industry and office represented here in this room. So we must grow our strength at workplace, and PSI will help union to grow, connecting health workers across border. I think that what we have said and what we have decided about enhancing our sectoral policies is the key to build this alliance. Municipal workers, water and energy workers, public administration and education and cultural workers, emergency and protection workers, healthcare nurses, healthcare professionals. We must be able to build network, link, sectoral experience, sharing sectoral experience, just to shape our policy in each sector. This is the key to, in my view, to stop the fall of membership. On the contrary, to be able to increase our membership, to better represent our workers, and to have real, true policy that aim to make better the working conditions of our members. The more we know where they live, where they work, how they work, the more we will be able to defend them. I will work with you and our staff to develop a much better mapping system so that we can better target our work, to know where the members are and what their challenges are, and integrate this sectoral work into our regional structures and with our work on gender and rights. I think this will be one of the first steps to take, starting from the planning of how implement our plan of action in the regions. This will help us to become more effective and confronting those who attack our rights. When we fight the privateers, it's no longer just the companies and their profit-making machine. It's also the consulting firms they use, the banks and investment brokers, the insurance and pension funds, and the government, which they buy and influence, and the international institution and corporate captures of our democratic institutions has gone too far. Tax evasion must be blocked, and we must combine our force to get a financial transition tax to be achieved and to have fair taxation all over the world. This is necessary to maintain a good standard in public services, to deliver public services that can grant and ensure rights to all the people we represent, and to their family and to our communities. This is why, my dear brothers and sisters, comrades, I think that it's now time to stop speaking, and it's time to come back to our countries, work, and build and put in place what we have decided to do. What I ask you is to have a PSI that is unite, that work on the basis of solidarity, that work on the basis of understanding, that it's able to listen, to understand, and to decide unanimously. But what I want to say to you is that this kind of decision, these kind of steps that we are going to pay, I will not do by myself. I want the executive board be not only the body that we met once a year, but the active representative, the arm and the legs of PSI in our regions and in our sub-regions. People, women and men, that can be contacted, that can advise the board, can advise the secretariat, can advise the general secretary. We have to make change. Change are needed. We have discussed about change. Maybe they will not comfortable or not always comfortable. But I think that if we'll be fair, if we'll be clear in the objective that we want to achieve, I will have you shoulder to shoulder on my side. I hope to have all our members on beside me. And alone, I tell you, I will unable to deliver anything. With you all, I think we can do a great job.